Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, once again, this is Blog Talk Radio, and I am here today with another episode of the NABDIC Interns. We are here discussing the topic of Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. Today's featured guest, we have Shanitra Gabriel. Shanitra, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, how are you
Hello.
Doing? Can you please give the audience a brief introduction of who you are?
Hello, audience. I'm Shanitra Gabriel, and I attend my Munich Educational Center, and I am studying pharmacy. And I am an intern for NABDIC.
Okay, great. And once again, my name is Steve Roy. I am also interning at NABDIC and I'm Field Instruction. I'm a senior at Florida Memorial University. So, Shanitra, my first question to you is, what is the greatest desire? Because in the book, especially in chapter one, Napoleon talks extensively on, you know, how to obtain your riches based on desire. So I would like to ask you, what exactly is your greatest desire?
Good question. My greatest desire is to be successful and to be satisfied with my life. And to do that, I want to make it close to $100,000 a year in the next 7 to 10 years.
Okay. And how do you plan on achieving that success? Like, do you have a plan or a certain goal?
Well, I plan on finishing high school, graduating, and attending FAMU to study pharmacy, and then going to get a job.
Well, that's actually really good. I know that FAMU has a really good school of pharmacy, and, you know, going there to study would be an excellent move in trying to achieve your success.
Hello. 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 Mess it up. What I gotta do? It just went blank. Okay. But it said the host disconnected.
Hey, Shanita, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hello.
So, yeah. We're going to have to redo this show, man.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, cool. So, my second question to you is, what does failure mean to you? Does it mean moving forward or moving backwards?
For me, failure is a step backwards, but only if you allow it to be your reality, because honestly, it's harder to fail than succeed, because when you fail, you can learn a valuable lesson and still come out from it. So if you sit there and allow yourself to fail, then that's on you. So to me, it's a step backwards.
Okay. Is there any instances in your life where you have failed? Do you want to give me an example?
Repeat your question, please.
I said, was there any moment in your life where you have failed? Do you want to give me an example?
Yes, there has been a moment in my life where I have failed, but I have come back from it, such as when my grades weren't so good one semester, but I improved in the next semester and I overcame it.
Okay. That is really good. That is really good. And I'm glad and I'm proud that you have bounced back.
Thank you.
From that. So, the next question to you is, if there is only one thing you have learned after reading this chapter, what would that be?
That your desire is best when it is backed by faith, because continue to do what you want to believe, what you believe in, and don't let anything compromise that.
Okay, that's great. And my last question for you today is, how can you apply this chapter of desire to your life?
Well, for starters, I would give myself only two options when I am striving for a specific goal. And I would apply the 6 steps that Napoleon Hill suggested to have the proper state in mind to accumulate more riches.
Great. So it was nice talking to you, Sunitra. Once again, this is Keith, and this is Blog Talk Radio Live. And we will see you again soon. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.